Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Dr. Ernest Maddox of the Point of Light Christian Center and Dr. E. Maddox Ministries. We welcome you from around the world to this broadcast relative and pertinent to the Word of God. We encourage you to call a friend and have them to call in at 646-716-8530 so they can listen on their phones, or go online at www.blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Maddox. That's DRMADDOX. We are here every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We want to encourage you to go to the bookstore, the ministry bookstore, www.DREMADDOX.org. We have a blessing there for you, all kinds of training materials, videos, MP3s that you can benefit from relative to the Word of God. There are three books that we have now: Impact of a Deliverance Prayer, Apostolic Manifesto, and Weapons of Our Warfare. Now, for a period of time, if you purchase Apostolic Manifesto and Weapons of Our Warfare, the book Impact of a Deliverance Prayer will be given free of charge. So I would encourage you to go to the website right now. You can reach us at Dr. E. Maddox Ministry via phone at 248-796-8523, the Point of Light Christian Center, 248-423-9289. We just want to take a moment to ask God to bless us as we move into the Word of God. I know that you will be blessed. So our great Father in heaven, we thank you now for the word that you are about to deliver over these airwaves. All of you be blessed, be delivered, and be empowered by the Holy Spirit of God. Now we will bring that Word of God to you.
Might as well put your hands together.
I got joy in my
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This means war. The subject tonight is Halloween. It's wicked. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I'm Dr. Ernest Maddox, blessed to be your host, blessed to know the Word of God, blessed able to articulate the Word of God. Why don't we take a moment? Our Father in heaven, we're so very thankful that your truth is infallible. No matter how we twist it, our ignorance of your Word does not diminish it. We thank you for that. Our lack of ability to accept it doesn't force you into compromise. We thank you for that. Now bless us that the truth may have a redirective, corrective effect, impact on our lives, that we may benefit and grow from the power of the truth. To this end, we thank you in advance in the name of Jesus. Amen, 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 and amen. Again, this is your servant, Dr. Ernest Maddox. Halloween, it's wicked. Do you know Halloween has become bigger than Christmas as far as its marketing? And some experts even say as far as the revenue that is produced. But first, let's go to a foundational text. Deuteronomy 18:9, and we're going to be reading through to verse 12. When thou art come into the land which the Lord that God has given you, thou shalt not learn to do after the abomination of those nations. In other words, learning from other individuals. Verse 10, there shall not be found among you anyone that makes his son or his daughter to pass through the fire. And I simply say that celebrating Halloween along with other events are just sacrificing your children to the fire of abominations, demonic, occult behavior, or that uses divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, verse 11, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. You see, my brothers and sisters, all of these things we do on Halloween, all of these things that have been outlined between verses 9 and 11 in Deuteronomy 18 are Halloween activities to one degree or another. Deuteronomy 18:12. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord thy God does drive them out from before you. Now in the New Testament in Corinthians, it says we should avoid all appearances of evil. When you go to 1 Timothy 4 and 2 Timothy 4, talks about, and I'm paraphrasing, having itching ears and not listening to sound doctrine, and giving heed to doctrines of devils and or demons. But nevertheless, Christians gear up each year to pass out candy, to receive candy, to celebrate trick-or-treat, to honor ghouls and ghosts, to honor the headless horsemen, phantoms, transhumanism, and to worship the occult, break out the Ouija boards, the crystal balls, and begin to consult the demonic realm, channeling and engaging demonic powers. There is no ifs, ands, and buts about it. We're falling into an arena of Christianity, and I go into great detail about this in my book entitled Apostolic Manifesto, The God Shift, A Message to the 21st Century Church. And I go into detail how the church has adopted the paganism of the world. And Constantine, among so-called other fathers of the church, embraced Nephilim religious theology and tried to put the gown of Christianity on it to conceal the abominable behavior. Now, I just want to go to a source here.
and cite some things. The pagan roots of Halloween. And you can just go and Google this and just type in Halloween. And I'm going to quote here, since Halloween itself originated in paganism, is it not surprising that its customs are related to pagan beliefs? According to the Encyclopedia Veronica. Now, this is documented. In ancient Britain and Ireland, the cultic festival of Samhain, S-A-M-H-A-I-N, was observed on October 31st at the end of the summer. The souls of the dead were supposed to revisit their homes on this day. And the annual festival acquired sinister significance with ghosts, witches, goblins, black cats, fairies, and demons of all kinds said to be roaming about. It was a time to placate the supernatural powers controlling the processes of nature. In addition, Halloween was thought to be the most favorite time for divinations concerning marriage, luck, health, and death. It was the only day on which the help of the devil was involved for search purposes. Now, help me to understand what part of this is Christian. Help me to understand what piece of this can find its way into any Christian, legitimate Christian celebration. Help me to understand what level of explanation that can do away with the definition I just read, that amazingly enough is described in Deuteronomy 18, 1 Timothy 4, 2 Timothy 4, 2 Timothy 3, and actually names some of these behaviors. I mean, you can look up any one of these words. Ghost, witch, goblin, black cats, fairies, demons, goblins. And tell me where they fit into the shed blood of Jesus Christ. But yet, we Christians find a way to justify observing these days. And we use nice terms like, it's for the children. A nice thing to do for the children. When it's clearly a day to invite the devil into your life. Irish holiday. Ireland is the only place in the world where Halloween is actually a national holiday celebrated with fireworks. Children are even released from school for the week. Let's talk a little bit about the jack-o'-lantern. Where did it originate? The carved pumpkin may have originated with the witch's use of a collection of skulls with a candle in each to light the way to coven meetings, in other words, meetings of witches. But among the Irish who are noted, prompted the population of Halloween in America, the popularization of Halloween in America. The Legion of Iris Jack explains the Jackalander. According to the legend, a stingy drunk named Jack tricked the devil into climbing into an apple tree for an apple, but then cut the sign of a cross into the trunk of the tree to prevent the devil from coming down. Jack then forced the devil to swear he would never come after Jack's soul. The devil reluctantly agreed. Now listen to this. Jack eventually died, but he was turned away at the gates of heaven because of his drunkenness and life of selfishness. He was sent to the devil, who also rejected him, keeping his promise. Since Jack had no place to go, he was condemned to wander the earth. As he was leaving hell, he happened to be eating a turnip. The devil threw a live coal at him. He put the coal inside the turnip and has since forever been roaming the earth with his Jack Orlando in search of a place to rest. Eventually, pumpkins replaced the turnips, since it was much easier to symbolize the devil's coal inside a pumpkin. Now, you people need to understand. I need to understand. Restless souls sounds like disembodied Nephilim spirits from Genesis, the sixth chapter. There is nothing godly in the sense of Elohim, Jesus Christ, Yahweh and Yeshua. I am that I am. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob has nothing to do with Halloween. How did the tradition of trick or treating begin? I'm quoting again. There are several ancient practices that point to this tradition. One possibility is from the notion that ancient witches had to steal the materials needed for their festivals. The Druids may have believed that witches held a day to be special, something purely true for modern witches. The idea of trick or treating is further related to ghosts of the dead in pagan and even Catholic history. For example, among the ancient Druids, the ghosts that were taught to throng about the houses of the living were greeted with a banquet-laden table. At the end of the feast, masked and costumed villagers representing the souls of the dead paraded to the outskirts of town, leading the ghost away. My God. And you as a Christian are going to let your child participate in this, opening them up to all types of evil? Just watch the movies that are coming out involving children. This is what you're exposing your children to. Poltergeist-type activity. Again, I quote, as already noted, Halloween was thought to be a night when mischievous and evil spirits roam freely. As in modern poltergeist lore, mischievous spirits could play tricks on the living. So it was advantageous to hide from them by wearing costumes. Masks and costumes were worn either to scare away the ghosts or to keep them from being recognized by them, which is nonsense. A wicked spirit is going to recognize you, period. All you're doing is inviting them in. This is just but a piece of history. Where did Halloween costumes originate? Again, I quote, besides the reasons given above, Halloween masks and costumes were used to hide one's attendance at a pagan festival. In other words, you're hiding your participation at a pagan festival. or as in traditional shamanism, meditated by witch doctors or mediated by witch doctors or pagan priests and other forms of animism to change the personality of the wearer to allow for communication with the spirit world. Here, costumes could be worn to ward off evil spirits, or on the other hand, a costume wearer might use a mask to try to attract and absorb the power of an animal represented by the mask and costume worn. Ever wonder why your kids go crazy after Halloween? Why they begin to act ballistic? They have absorbed something. According to the scenario, or this scenario, Halloween costumes may have originated with Celtic druids, ceremony participants who wore animal heads and skins to acquire the strength of a particular animal. Now, my brothers and sisters, I know that these kind of messages are not popular, and I'm not going to win a lot of friends preaching at this level during times when people put on costumes, pretend like there's something else and somebody else, and begin to have orgies. Yes, there's some places where costume parties are nothing but orgies. People dress up like animals and move into synthetic bestiality, having sex with human beings but dressed up like animals. How sick is that? And how sick is that for you to bring the Holy Spirit, for me to bring the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is supposed to be within a Christian, to bring the Holy Spirit into that kind of environment, quenching it and turning the temple of God into an abomination. We need to recognize that what we do as Christians has an impact. Now, you may be in an occupation, school district, on the job, or you may be responsible for being a part of or engaging. I simply say to you, wherever you have control, you exercise that control. Now, if you are in the school system, you really don't have control. But you can minimize the impact of the negativity by your degree of participation and commitment. It's not your choice if parents want to send their children to school with costumes. It is not your place to address that. It's not your place if your boss wants to throw a Halloween party and ask everybody to wear costumes. He cannot demand you to do that. You don't have to run around with a poster talking about how wicked it is, but you don't have to participate either. So you need to pick your level of resistance using wisdom and asking for God's direction. Now, me as a leader in ministry, a leader over group pastoring, shepherding, whatever you want to call it, since I'm the one in control, I will exercise the control of not celebrating paganism because I'm the one in control. So I can exercise that power. So I'm saying to those of you who are head of households, who have the responsibility and the authority not to yield to what individuals are saying, how they're going to perceive you, and how they are going to act. Because sometimes when you choose the right thing to do, people are going to perceive you differently when you change. And I want to share a little musical message with you from a young man called Jack. The title is, How You Gonna Play Me? And I guess my question would be, after this message, how are you going to play me? Amen and amen.
Yo.
Yo.
How you going to play me, dog? Just because I'm where I'm at.
All my people.
Don't mean nothing. You ought to be happy for me. I never fronted on cats that I call friends. I meant it and y'all knew it. Never became fake to the homies, I couldn't do it. Did I rolled with you, my pistol was yours. Don't let no beefing that you get on the block. The hood boys, I still with you. We'd hop up in the liquor store with $2. Let me get a 40 ounce and 2 cups. Smoking on the half pack of Newport. Scraping to get a nick. Got my rap thing going and hit a lick. Gave the hood some hope. Start seeing more dope. I went to get it. While they talked about it, I did it. The feds had to hit me. Finally took a look at myself behind bars. Be hustling and thought the world was ours. Nowadays, I ain't with you, man. I ain't the person I was. I had a lot of time to look at what the block does. Look what it's doing to me. All the homies hating me bad. Cause I ain't coming through the hood like what's up on the bag. I'm hearing comments. I don't think I'm better than y'all. I just learned something that's keeping me from getting involved. We used to be dogs. I still love you. Remember that. It's Jack. You know the cat you're spitting at. For real. How you gon' play me, dawg? I ain't mad at you, but still. When I said I would hit a top for y'all, I was for real. How you gon' play me, dawg? I ain't your enemy, never was. See, I ain't bitter or holding a grudge, and just saying. How you gon' play me, dawg? I ain't never coming too fake. I was true, especially to you, man, for God's sake. How you gon' play me, dawg? Now I'm on a mission for real, and it's all love still. What you feel? It's your homie. Y'all know me whenever I ever came phony and fake. Whenever I ever let the people dictate anything that I ever fake. Any mistakes, I hail mine. Even when the mishaps costed a little jam. Time. Look at the path, what did I learn? Do the math and think. One Bible, all of us in the clink. With nothing to smoke and no drink. It had to be God, look at me now. Somebody explain how this world could allow all the wickedness going down. Someone's lying to feel it. Something's gotta change, but will it and win? Win, win. I got a pen, a track, a pot of tone, and Jeff's mic, the spirit of God, which is the light. Despite all of my enemies, all of my foes and old friends, I'ma release what I've been trying to hold in. Refusing to compromise, all I got is the truth. Ain't no common ground, neither they follow or cut them loose. Look here, I done been in the shoes you in. Set in the spot, shook water and baking soda till it turned into rock. Hit the block at 4 o'clock in the morning. Dodge cops, weather them in the graveyard, baby, the game stops. Look at me now, this is what I get for a change. Old friends turning their backs on me, calling me names. I'd be lying if I told you I ain't hurting them poor, but I'm true and still willing to die for them all. Whoever know me can vouch when it's on, I don't quit. I stand in the gap, deep in the grit. You demons up in the game, head tone, did the track for me, y'all. I got a question, I'm asking them all. Look here, how you gon' play me, dawg? I ain't mad at you, but still. When I said I would tend to die for y'all, I was for real. How you gon' play me, dawg? I ain't your enemy, never was. See, I ain't bitter or holding a grudge, I'm just saying. How you gon' play me, dawg? I ain't never coming too fake. I was true, especially to you, man, for God's sake. How you gon' play me, dawg? Now I'm on a mission for real, and it's all love still. What you feel? Listen, homie. Back in 99, I was on that east side cranking that marijuana, but now I hear they calling me Kirk Franklin. I be that, remember I told you that I'd be back, representing the firstborn son that God begat. Know what you all thinking, he probably whack, gotta be trying to sell something, it's probably crack, brothers, it's hardly that, but look, it is dope. Even though this world's broke, baby, there is hope. G-Side's done, a camp with an evil influence. Behold Jack, God resurrected me out the ruins. Friends became enemies, why ain't they glad for me? I'm tripping, how come they mad and hating so bad on me? Go ahead, fulfill a prophecy, y'all. Finish me off, just know I fought and carried the cross. For words was never at a loss, even when they fronted and lied. Now I'm back, look at all of these cowards running to hide. I ain't shooting nobody with me, it's strapped. I hate guns, I'm packing the pure heart. 2 lungs, I got a dangerous tongue. Hot and heated, go ahead, turn it up. It's your man, the one you thought you defeated. Hey dog, whoever know me can vouch. When it's on, I don't quit. Stand in the gap, deep in the grit. You demons up in the game, hit. Tone did the track for me, y'all. I got a question, I'm asking them all. Hey homie, how you gon' play me, dawg? I ain't mad at you, but still. When I said I would tend to die for y'all, I was for real. How you gon' play me, dawg? I ain't your enemy, never was. See, I ain't bitter or holding a grudge, I'm just saying. How you gon' play me, dawg? I ain't never coming too fake. I was true, especially to you, man, for God's sake. How you gon' play me, dawg? Now I'm on a mission for real, and it's all love still. What you did?
How you gon' play me, dog? How you gon' play me, dog?
Hallelujah, hallelujah, and hallelujah. See, we need to recognize that there's always going to be some consequences and some penalties. I guess Jack wanted to come back in and finish what he had to say. Amen. When you tell the truth, there's always going to be some situation. There's always going to be some alienation. Even as I do these programs, I see individuals coming in and out of the show because of something I've said that has rubbed their theology or their Christianity the wrong way. We have been so compromised in the church that our young people don't want to be involved. They're joining other peripheral groups where they believe in their heads are taking action. We've allowed our children to grow up on Halloween and other abominable practices. And then we're shocked when they choose behaviors and mannerisms that are inconsistent with our Christianity, when our practice of Christianity is not legitimate. Now, of course, I always encourage those who would like to have input. If you're on the line, just press the number one. I want to see that you are interested in a comment, and I will bring you on the air. But let me just say this. If you come on the air with things that are not appropriate, I will end the dialogue. Amen. This is a Christian broadcast with a Christian theme, with Christian theology, philosophy, and thought based on the Word of God, not based on popular demand. Amen. I believe we do have a caller. God bless you, caller. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you, brother?
I said, hello. God bless you, caller. How are you?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you a little better. But not really.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
No, I can hear you now. God bless you.
Okay. God bless you. I actually have someone who...
Well, you're fading out, so I don't know if you need to talk closer to your receiver or raise the volume up.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you better.
Okay, I actually do have one person that wants to talk about his experience as a young person who didn't celebrate Halloween and how he turned out. So I want to pass the phone to him.
Okay, then. Hello.
Hello, this is Elijah.
How you doing, young man? How old are you?
I'm doing good, and I'm 13.
Okay, well, share. Your Halloween horror story.
Well, as I was growing up, I really didn't want to celebrate Halloween. Like, I like to dress up and all that, like Spider-Man and all that. But I never really wanted to dress up as Halloween. It was mostly like Christmas because all the toys and the lights and stuff. But I turned out fine from still not wanting to do Halloween, and as of right now, I still don't want to do it or go to the haunted house. And my friends sometimes be like, man, it ain't nothing, man, it ain't nothing. But I said, well, I just don't do that, so I can't do that with y'all, like go to a haunted house or anything like that.
Well,
and I kind of...
Go ahead.
Well, I kind of felt funny, but I just realized that I shouldn't feel funny because I'm standing up for what I believe in.
Oh, so you were raised as a Christian?
Yes.
Right. Well, you know what, young man? I have to applaud you because it is very difficult in this time to stand up and to do what you're doing. And I feel you. I know that you want to have fun. You enjoy being with your friends, but evidently you have been taught what Halloween really is and what it really does. And you made a decision, and your parents have helped you in that decision, and that is truly a blessing. Hopefully some other young people will hear what you've said and will realize that it can be done. So thank you for calling in, and I want to thank your mother for letting you share your comments. And you be blessed and stay strong. If you would have a word for the young people, what would you tell them?
Just stand up for what you believe in and don't let nobody hold you back or don't go into the peer pressure.
Amen. Go ahead.
You can get candy anytime, so. Just.
Praise the Lord. Well, thank you so much, Elijah. Look, my brothers and sisters, we have come to an end of our broadcast. We are so thankful. We're thankful for the callers who did call in. Amen.